This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Every day, the size of the audience of this program grows. It swells my heart. We have enormous gratitude for you, our fine listeners, in honoring us by listening at your desktop, on the app, on 970 WDAY and 93.1 FM, our newest edition. The 50,000-watt blowtorch of the Red River Valley, AM 1100, the flag. 550K Fire, legendary voice of the Northern Plains, KTGO 1090, KLTC 1460. The Bakken is covered, folks, on What's on Your Mind. Thank you very much. This hour is a talk radio town hall. Senator Kevin Cramer is here, as he is every single Friday, except when they change his flight, to take your calls, questions, and comments. And we encourage you to call now if you'd like to talk with him. We're going to start with a couple of quick topics and then get right to your calls by about 15 minutes here for sure, 10 minutes at the most. 10, 15 minutes at the most, we'll get to your calls. But get in line and get ready to go. Senator Cramer, ready to take your calls on the Talk Radio Town Hall, 800-228-0550, or text Todd, 701-226-8503. Senator Kevin Cramer joins us on the program. We're brought to you today by Oasis Petroleum. There's a company I've been thinking about a lot. We talk a lot about their Be the Buffalo Spirit, which means turn into the storm. Holy buckets, do we have a storm. And, you know, they just saw the edge of the cloud, because a wise guy once told me that every cloud has an edge. And they weren't quite to the edge of the cloud, but they could see it. And then something called the Biden administration came along and opened up a assault on this industry. And I know they have the Be the Buffalo Spirit, so they'll live to fight another day, but the cloud moved quite a bit. Yet they still continue to go into it, and it really is amazing. But I think of a lot of companies like that in a week that was an all-out assault on North Dakota's energy economy, on North Dakota pocketbooks, because you raise the cost of electricity, you raise the cost of everything. So there's a big bullseye in North Dakota from the Biden administration. It's very sad. Senator Kevin Cramer, welcome back. Is that too strong, by the way? And are you thinking about folks like Tommy Noose and our friend Taylor and all the crew at Oasis Petroleum and other companies like it this week? Kevin Cramer?
Oh, we lost him. He'll call back. He was having issues with his phone.
He was,
huh? We jumped to a different line. But yeah, he'll call back, I'm sure.
Hmm.
Yeah, we've been, our one line here has been kind of weird.
You know the worst thing about asking someone a really good question is when they don't hear it.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh my God, technology.
Right. Hmm. You know, I'm starting to think this might be like Mike Lindell on Fox News Channel with Tucker Carlson this week.
And Ghost in the Machine.
Literally 1 minute before Mike Lindell is supposed to go on and talk about the cancel culture and what he has on the machines, the cord is cut to the satellite feed that they have.
Nah.
1 minute before. 1 minute before. And so guess what happened? He got on Facebook Live on his personal account.
Anyway, nice.
I asked you the best question ever, whether or not you were thinking about our friends at Oasis Petroleum, our fine sponsor this hour, and others like them after the week that was, Senator.
Wow, I think about them all the time right now. In fact, I talked to a lot of them on a pretty regular basis this week with all of the executive orders flying at them, the absolute all-out frontal attack on job creation and energy security and energy dominance. Really, truly amazing. Unprecedented, by the way, in case anybody's wondering, and before the start of today, Joe Biden has taken 40 executive actions. And that's, you know, obviously just in the 1 week of being the president of the United States. Bill Clinton on his first day did one. Biden did 17 his first day. Barack Obama did 8 in the entire month of January 2009. Donald Trump did four in January of 2017. So anyway,
as much as that is an attack on North Dakota, certainly, and all on assault. What's worse is we find ourselves in a week when Roe versus Wade said it's okay to kill a baby. And I have a special guest that is joining us here, Kevin, because I know this issue is important to you, and I know you are speaking at the University of Mary rally today on the steps of the state capitol. But Monsignor James Shea, the president of the University of Mary, is joining us, not from Bismarck today, but I believe from Washington, D.C. Monsignor, welcome back.
Good morning. Good morning, Senator Kramer. Good morning, Scott. How are you doing?
Good morning, Monsignor.
So, yes. Kevin and I are going to spend a little time on Roe versus Wade today in this horrific decision, wrongly decided, saying by government fiat, it's okay to kill a baby. It just is the most unthinkable thing in the world. Normally, you would be in Washington, D.C., with literally hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people, many of them students, and just bursting with energy about overturning this. You're not this time. Tell us why.
Right. So, of course, with the pandemic, the March for Life organization made a decision a couple of weeks ago that the March for Life was going to go virtual. And already by that time, we had realized that it wouldn't be possible for us to send hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of students from our campus down to Washington the way that we do in a normal year. And so we've been working with the Diocese of Bismarck, the Diocese of Fargo, with other Right to Life organizations to organize a prayerful gathering.
Monsignor, hang on one second here, Monsignor. For some reason, I got an interruption in the line. I'm not surprised, given this week. Kevin, could you hear Monsignor okay?
No, I couldn't.
Yeah, no.
It was like breaking up there a little bit, right? Monsignor, let's try now. Can you hear us now? Maybe call.
Call us right back.
Call us right back. Kevin, while we do that, you're speaking today, 12:30 on the steps of the state capitol, and again, it's not in Washington, but it is going to be all over, and there are kids, including kids from Shanley, and I know of personally that are on a bus right now with Father Slattery, headed for Bismarck to be part of this. Tell us why you're doing this. Why are you speaking out about this?
Well, a couple of things, Scott. First of all, this issue, as much as any issue, is why I'm in the United States Senate. It's what gets me up in the morning and gets me to work, because there are a lot of days when it doesn't look very appealing. Second of all, every year, this is a moment I look forward to. There's two things I generally do every year around this time. One is welcome North Dakota students, usually lots of them from Shanley, but a lot of them from the University of Mary, St. Mary's, Dickinson Trinity, Bishop Ryan from all over North Dakota, on the Capitol steps in Washington. And then I get to march generally over the weekend in Bismarck with the North Dakota Right to Life organization. As Monsignor Shea was relating, all of that's been sort of turned on its head. And by the way, in addition to the pandemic right now, you couldn't even march to the Capitol or to the Supreme Court. Both of them are surrounded by razor wire fences. So that's not keeping everybody from doing it. There obviously are people, there are prayer vigils, things like that going on in Washington with a smaller number of students. But the University of Mary and as Monsignor said, the Diocese of Bismarck, Diocese of Fargo, and other pro-life groups have organized a march today around the North Dakota Capitol, and there are going to be hundreds, if not thousands, of particularly young, faithful pro-life students at the Capitol here in Bismarck, and I get the high honor of being with them, being encouraged by them, praying with them. I'll say a few words to them about this travesty of abortion, but also have a word of encouragement, Scotty. A word of encouragement as we see our country becoming more pro-life, even though our politics in the last month has become extremely anti-life, extremely anti-life. I mean, and I'll talk to them a little bit about that, about the fact that this new president of ours chose his very first week in office to repeal the Mexico City policy, which the Mexico City policy is the policy that prohibits United States taxpayer dollars from funding abortions anywhere in the world. This is such a high priority for Joe Biden. He announced his intention right after, basically 24 hours after coming from church, he announced his intention to repeal that order so that make sure that everybody knows it's one of his highest priorities to make sure that American tax dollars will be able to kill babies all around the world. That's how important it was. He announced that before his first executive order on COVID-19 relief.
You can't make that up. Monsignor Shea is back. got a minute left, and I know you got to run too. You are with a small group of leaders that will at least be doing, continuing the tradition, right, Monsignor, of that March for Life on Washington Day in the nation's capital?
That's right. This is the 48th annual March for Life, and there is a very small group of pro-life leaders representing pro-life people from all over the country who are gathering peacefully and prayerfully in our nation's capital today to represent the March for Life. I'm so grateful to Senator Kramer for speaking to our students at the North Dakota Capitol today, and I think it's tremendously important. There's never been a more important moment for all of us to unite and to stand together for the defense of life.
We're so glad you're there, Monsignor. I bet you're glad that you've got a Senator Kevin Kramer that also serves in the leadership of the University of Mary is a part of your leadership there, too. And to have two pro-life warriors like you part of this effort, I know the encouragement is real, and we're making great progress. I know that because I see the kids. I see the students being so on fire on this issue. So thanks for what you do at the University of Mary. It is America's leadership university in many, many ways. We appreciate you both.
God bless you. God bless you. Thanks, Senator Kramer. Thank you, Scott.
And by the way, that small national march in D.C. will be streamcast, livecast, webcast, whatever, by Real Presence Radio today. And we'll have that on our sites as well.
Got an oil-filled truck? Need it clean? ND Truck Wash. Got a hopper? Need it washed out? ND Truck Wash. Got an aluminum tank? You want it like new, clean? ND Truck Wash. They're open 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call 701-628-1550. Get a reservation? You'll wait less than 10 minutes to get in and get her done. 701-628-1550. Right behind Pinnacle, Bakken Central, Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. ND Truck Wash. Tell them Scott sent you.
During this season of giving, give a life-changing gift. The gift of education. The University of Mary offers affordable, flexible adult education. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate. Give yourself or someone you love a gift that lasts a lifetime. It's never too late to take the next step to reach your career goals. Classes begin this January and February. Give us a call at 701-355-8030 or find us at online.umary.edu/discovermore.
Attention farmers, steel prices are on the rise and Gateway Building Systems is here to help. We currently have Brock solid bins in stock and you can get them at pre-steel increased prices. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock bin dealer in the USA and provides turnkey convenience with factory direct product, complete design services, and in-house construction. Take advantage of these rates while supplies last. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Keeping family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved ones' needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What's on your mind? I'm Scott Hannon. Senator Kevin Kramer's here for the full hour for your calls, questions, and comments. We're getting to you next year. Dan, you're on deck. Ryan and Bob and Rich and Kay. I think in reverse order there. But anyway, you're good to go, and we'll get you with Senator Kramer. If you have a call, a question, rather, give us a call, 701-258-0550, brought to you by PetroServe USA. My job is now to make you hungry, so think meatballs.
All right.
It might be my most favorite food.
Okay.
You know, I literally can just have a meatball.
Oh, yeah.
And if you throw a little marinara on it, all the better. But, I mean, like, I'm okay with just a meatball.
It's a food group.
Yeah, it is. It is an entire food group. And if you get to the PetroServe USA in Euland today, trust me on this one thing. You're going to love it. If you go to Valley City, pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine. I'm not aware of anything in Valley City that has home cooking and grab-and-go convenience like PetroServe USA. You can eat, you know, fast food burger anywhere. But if you want truly home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, you go north after you get off that exit 292 in Valley City. A couple of sloppy joes and chips. Great Friday meal in Harwood today. And chicken tenders, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. PetroServe USA. You're going to fuel up better. You're going to fill up better. And tell them Scott sent you, okay? Let's see. I do have a question for you related to something I read in Politico about a call you received that's becoming a bit of a controversy. I want to get to that, but let's take a few calls first, and we'll circle back to that. Kay is on the phone, and they tell me that Kay is planning a effort related to a Bible study on the issue we were talking about with Monsignor Shea and yourself, Kevin, on Roe versus Wade. Kay, tell us what you're doing.
Thanks so much for taking my call, Scott. You know, I think sometimes when we are talking about the abortion issue, sometimes we don't think about the aftermath for the people that have been involved, the women and the men that were the moms and dads to those babies. And a lot of times you hear that women initially feel relief after an abortion because their problem is fixed. But unfortunately, 5, 10, 15, even like 40 years after the fact, many women are just stuck in a place of like severe regret, shame, and just fearing that they're gonna, you know, that God's never gonna forgive them. So I and a couple other women in the Fargo area do lead a Bible study on a regular basis called Forgiven and Set Free. We're actually going to be launching a new group very soon. And if any of your listeners is interested in finding hope and healing after abortion, they can just email forgivenandsetfree@bethelfc.com, and they'll get a confidential response.
One more time on that web address for us.
Okay. Yes, it's forgivenandsetfree@bethelfc.com.
Okay, that's an email address.
Yes, it is an email address. There is not a website.
Got it. Okay.
That is the contact, yes.
Got it. Kevin, anything you want to say to Kay?
Doing that, and thanks for the reminder that at the end of all of this, that God's grace is still greater than our worst sin. Thank goodness.
Absolutely.
That there is hope for all of us, thanks to his shed blood of his son, and it's really, really important. In fact, I think when it comes to the healing process, that is, without that, it's pretty tough to heal. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
I remember a call you reminded me. Go ahead, Kay.
I just really appreciate your efforts in Washington on this issue. I think that, you know, so many times we get stuck in these little one-liners about women's choice and it's a women's right and you know, all of those sorts of things. But I think a lot of times women don't know what they're signing up for. And it's unfortunate that after the fact, there is no going back. You can't redo this one. You can't undo it. You can't push a reset button. And I think our political leaders really need to know that there are so many women out there that are hurting.
Yeah, that's a great reminder about our even use of rhetoric. And when I think of, you know, as we think about Roe v. Wade, and that's the anniversary that sparks this week, but there are a lot of other pieces of legislation. In fact, I've already co-sponsored 16 of them this year. That relate to various aspects, including, frankly, the treatment of an aborted baby and the humanization of this issue. is really, really important, even beyond Roe v. Wade. But when you think of Roe v. Wade, we think of Jane Roe, Norma McCorvey, whose life became a testimony to exactly what you're talking about, Kay. And so there's a lot to celebrate on a day like this, as well as commemorate the evil of abortion.
If you haven't seen it, it's on Netflix. Get the movie Unplanned. It's a fabulous example of everything Kevin and Kay are talking about here. It really is a great movie. And by the way, Mike Lindell funded it. He's in the movie. He's on the excavator. It's hilarious. He does a little cameo in the thing at the end when the place is torn down for something else to be developed there. And it really is a great movie. You also, Kay, remind me of a conversation I had one time when I was on WDAY before my time on the flag. And now we're on both. How about that? And a woman called me and she said, "You have to. You have to stop talking about abortion." And I said, I can't do that. Until this Holocaust ends, I can't do that. And she said, "Do you know how painful it is for me to hear you talk about abortion? I had an abortion. I didn't have a choice. My husband made me do it." You know, kind of one of those stories. And so I think on the rhetoric, you're both saying something very, very true, because that pain is still real for people, even though they now are regretting it. But it's largely because they haven't found UK and other ways to get to healing, because as Kevin says, and we all agree, you know, God's grace is infinitely more powerful than any of our sins. And that's just what people need to realize, because that forgiveness is waiting for all of us on any issue. So thank you, Kay, for calling. Appreciate it very much. Okay.
Absolutely. Thanks for taking my call.
Good luck with the group. Keep us posted. Let's go to Rich next. Is Rich in Fargo? Rich, you're on What's on Your Mind for Senator Kramer. Thanks for waiting.
Yeah, Battle Lake. Anyway.
All right.
Hi, Rich.
Yep.
Hi, Rich.
Morning, Scott and Senator Kramer. I'd like to know, how is it even legal for the Congress to give money to Planned Parenthood and then the Democrats receive money back for their campaigns? Even President Biden received $5,324 for his campaign this past cycle, and the Democrats received $733,000. No Republicans are taking the money yet, but we should be screaming bloody murder about that. And then I was wondering, Senator, if since the Supreme Court abdicated its constitutional duty to hear the Texas versus Pennsylvania case, I think the conservatives in the House and Senate should call on SCOTUS to rehear the case.
Yeah, good points. On the first one, you really raise an important point with regard to the funding piece of it. I think your question was, how can it even be legal? Well, the tragedy is, part of the reason it's legal, of course, is because of the Supreme Court's decision in Roe v. Wade that made it a constitutional right to have an abortion. Now, the other great tragedy of Roe v. Wade, of course, was that because of that, then states like North Dakota, that actually has a law against abortion, you know, they're forced now to allow it. And if Roe v. Wade ever got overturned, what would happen in Fargo is that the clinic would probably just move to Moorhead. But nonetheless, we would be able to remove it, you know, from our state, which is why there's so many other pieces of legislation, including federal funding legislation, prohibiting federal funding. One of the bills that I signed on to this year, the Hyde Amendment, which Democrats are already trying to get rid of, well, will get rid of.
Hyde Amendment at least gave us the piece that the tax dollars wouldn't go there. We know they're fungible. They don't do health care. They kill babies, you know. Right. But I like this caller's point on the RICO almost element of this, to say, how do we give them money, and then they give money back? That stinks, too. We'll finish the answer after this.
For years, Peckler Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Have you been living with that musty smell in your damp basement? Perhaps you've been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable. At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement. Your home is your greatest asset, so let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it.
Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com for a free estimate and to learn more.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The winter storm that arrived in California earlier this week will continue through Friday, bringing heavy snowfall in the mountainous area of the state. Up to 10 feet of snow is expected in the Sierra Nevada region. The National Weather Service also issued a backcountry avalanche warning for the eastern slopes of the Sierra Nevada. Traveling is not recommended in the region east of Yosemite National Park. The Senate impeachment trial of former President Trump is set to begin the week of February 8th. And if you ask most Americans, they'll tell you the process will amplify divisions in the nation. The Rasmussen Report survey found that voters, by a margin of 3-1, expect the upcoming trial to leave the country more divided than ever under the Biden administration. Facebook and Apple may be on the verge of a legal war. The two tech giants are now embroiled in an escalating fight over data privacy and market power. The changes will affect Facebook's advertising business by stopping its ability to collect data. Apple says the move is a win for user privacy. USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What's on your mind? Threw my MyPillow robe on last night and headed for the brand new sauna. The robe and the sauna go well together, right? But you almost don't need the robe.
Not in the sauna, but through the sauna.
So no kidding, last night I had the MyPillow robe, which is the greatest robe on the face of the earth. And I don't think ever could you give your wife a gift of a robe and she would say, honey, this is the best gift you ever gave me. Because it's sort of like giving them, you know, like a loaf of bread, right? They're going to have a robe, and what's the big deal? But she loves the robe so much, she told me thank you for the robe. She really did. And now her friends at work are giving her a good, bad time. I hear you got a new robe. Oh, what a big deal. It is. And they're pink, too. So if you do not, by the end of this program, order a pink robe for your wife, I'm questioning your masculinity. That's all I'm saying. I'm questioning your commitment to your wife. I guess if you wore the pink robe, then I'd question your masculinity, but that's a whole other show. Anyway, they're fabulous, and a lot of other great products. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. A quick, funny, dumb story. So I get out of the sauna last night after a good half hour. Thank you, Vince, and the team at Hot Spring Spa. Brand new sauna at the Hennon House. Just bought it because I heard about all those stories about how much less of a chance I'd have of Alzheimer's and heart disease and everything else from a measly 20 minutes a day in this thing. And I go outside to get in the hot tub out the back of the garage door. And before I did that, I say, there's a bunch of chairs tipped over that are out there, and they're kind of out in the middle of the snow, and if I don't do it, nobody does, you know, one of those deals. So I am literally in my robe and swim trunks, cold night, taking chairs and putting them away, like behind this little fence thing we have. And she comes out and goes, what, are you crazy? It's like cold out here, and you're out there. I wasn't cold because I got out of the sauna and because of the robe. And I got a little, you know, honeydew item checked off the list. Anyway, long way of telling you, buy the robes. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Does Chris have one of the pink robes, Senator Kramer?
Yeah, on the air while she's listening, no doubt. While already setting me up with regard to my commitment to my wife and masculinity. Now you're asking me that on radio? I'm ashamed to say no. I'm not only ashamed, but I'm afraid. Now I have to worry. Having two marshals on the airplane with me wasn't enough.
Seriously, is that what we've become now? You need two marshals to fly home.
It's really something, Scott. I shouldn't have even probably said that, but
it's just
it's unbelievable. Yeah.
It is. Okay, we got to finish the point that Rich asked you about, and
sure.
He is. I think first of all, he's making a very good point on. I think he called it a vicious circle of blood related to Planned Parenthood getting money from the government and then paying politicians. Now they're donating to politicians because they believe in them, and we always have this circle. But that's sort of just how Washington works, isn't it?
Well, he raises an important point in a really great example, probably the worst example, of course, in some respects, and that is that, you know, they get federal funding, and then Democratic politicians who support that federal funding get a lot of contributions from them. The point of money, and you said it, is it's fungible, and so, you know, they take it from their profits, they form political action committees, they take it from donors, but it's all, again, it's all fungible. It's not unlike, however, others who perform services or products for the military, for, you know, highway construction, for any number of contracting work that companies do that get federal funds, and then in return they support their candidates of their choice. And I don't have a specific problem with that in general, except that his example just demonstrates the evilness of it. Now I do want to give people some hope in that. Under the Trump administration, remember, we rolled back. In fact, we put in our appropriations bills, not only reinstating the Hyde Amendment or reemphasizing the Hyde Amendment, which is the amendment that prevents federal dollars from funding abortions, but also specifically barring Planned Parenthood. And remember, Planned Parenthood then ultimately decided they wouldn't take federal funds because, of course, we weren't going to give it to them anyway. All that money was diverted to these what are called federal qualified health centers, which is North Dakota has many of. We don't have a single Planned Parenthood clinic, but we have dozens of federally qualified health clinics and health associations, which actually do take care of health care, actually provide health services.
Right, and for people that can't afford it, you can walk in there and get health care and not pay a penny. Right. And by the way, they don't kill babies. So it was a good win-win to actually do women's health rather than do women's health in the name of babies. Quick answer to a Supreme Court question, please.
Yeah, so he raises an important point, and there's a lot longer, larger conversation about this. But he said, why can't Congress, or basically, I say what he says, conservatives in Congress should be demanding that the Supreme Court hear these cases between states. And he's right to this point. There are three co-equal branches of government, and, you know, they are all a check on the others, right? That's the way it's designed. The founders were geniuses in doing that. And he is right that Congress could mandate. We could, at the very least, you know, pass legislation that says the Supreme Court shall take up disputes or cases where there are multiple states, you know, file against other states. You would think it would be natural that would be a natural Supreme Court role as a co-equal branch. Evidently, it's not. They have that discretion. He's right that Congress could, in fact, make it a shall as versus make it a may provision in law. He made the other appropriate point, I think, by saying conservatives should just demand it. We can do that, and it wouldn't change the outcome. But at the very least, people would know that conservatives believe that. And a number of us have said that, and I'm saying it now. But we'd never get a bill passed at this point, of course, but he makes a relevant, absolutely relevant point.
Yeah, there's a lot of bills that won't get passed now, unfortunately,
right.
Due to the situation.
But you still have to be in the fight, right, Scott?
Yeah.
You still have to introduce.
Please.
Them, right.
Absolutely. Let's see, Dan. I don't know where you're at. Doesn't tell me, but I'm going to just go to your caller, Dan, for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning, Senator Cramer. I wanted to talk to you about the upcoming trial where I think you as a juror should listen to all the evidence before you make a decision. I got four points I'd like to make what you should consider when you make a decision. One is the Georgia phone call where the president tried to commit voter fraud by getting them to change it to 1,170 votes more in his favor. The second one is the day of the insurrection, 8:17 in the morning, the president's first tweet was, Mike Pence, all he has to do is send it back to the states and we win. Do it, Mike. This is the time for extreme courage. Another memo that he sent out, I have the police, the military, the bikers for Trump. I have the tough people, but they don't play a tough until they get to a certain point, and that'll be very bad, very bad. Then, even after the insurrection, he tried to convince himself and Rudy Giuliani to keep the people in Congress to still delay the vote so they could declare martial law.
Okay, we get it, Dan. You want to impeach the president, and it's an insurrection. Senator Kramer, your response?
Well, a number of things. First of all, I appreciate the first one he raised, and that was the Georgia phone call. I listened to every word of the Georgia phone call. He's talking about a phone call between the president and the Secretary of State, and he is definitely mischaracterizing it. I listened to it very carefully, to every word of it. What the president was talking about was certainly he had the view that he needs this number of votes, and he stated that a number of times, but he never said to the Secretary of State, you should just simply reinterpret this. He stated a fact. What I need is this in order for me to win. But he never demanded that the Secretary of State do that. So I've listened to every word of that. With regard to his tweet, I think it needs to be, you know, you need to realize that while he tweeted that he felt that Mike Pence should show courage and reject the electors, Mike Pence declined to do that because Mike Pence appropriately agreed that the Constitution doesn't give him that authority. I agree with that. And by the way, with regard to Mike Pence, and you've heard me say on this show a number of times and others as well, to me that was the most egregious thing the president did do, was to let people think, that to let his supporters believe that somehow the vice president could actually had this power, which he clearly does not, any more than Congress has the power to reject electors. They simply do not, as per the Constitution. I'm not familiar with the bikers and having the bikers and the tough language and that these guys play tough. I get all of that, by the way, just the other day, but I fully intend to vote for Dennis McDonough for Veterans Affairs Secretary. I think he's done a good job of making his case, and I think he's a passionate guy, even though he's a Democrat and all of those things. But in his hearing in front of the VA committee, he said things like, I will fight like hell. I'm a fighter. I'm going to fight incessantly. I mean, he used the word fight so many times, more times than Byron Dorgan and Ken Conrad and all their ads added up. that rhetorical language is not a call. Now, here's what evidence there is that I know for a fact, because I watched the president's entire speech. He said to the people at the rally that day, go to the Capitol and protest peacefully and patriotically.
He missed that one. Dan must have missed that one. Yeah.
And by the way, the clear reading of the Constitution states that we can't impeach private citizens. So for the people that are mad at me because I wouldn't vote to object because of my clear reading of the Constitution, the same is true on the flip side. The same is true on the flip side. My clear reading of the Constitution and consultation with lawyers, constitutional lawyers, is that we don't have the authority in the Constitution to impeach private citizens, which is exactly what Donald Trump is.
I'm a little confused because I read a story about Politico that talked about you being one of five senators who received a call from, one of the few close aides left for President Trump that said, Senator, thank you, for what you did. And by the way, please know we have no intention for a third party. Something like that. It seemed like an interesting call. Did that call happen? Did they report it accurately in Politico?
Well, Politico did a pretty good job of reporting it. It was just simply a very nice call. And by the way, they called me. Somebody let Politico know that I received the call. I don't know. I don't think it was the president's people. I thought it might have been at one point. I think it might have been another senator who didn't want to be the source. But anyway, so when Politico asked me about it, I said, Brian called me. The person's Brian Jack. He was the political director in the White House. I've known him a long time. Great guy. He simply called me just to check in, to say thanks, and to assure me that the president is not starting a third party. It was a very good call. It was a very reassuring call. It was a very encouraging call. It was a very appropriate call. But, of course, Politico reported it that way. But since then, other fake news outlets pick it up, and every time, with every reiteration, they make it sound like he was calling to threaten Republican senators, which is not the case at all. It was a very, very good and encouraging pro-Republican phone call on behalf of the president, and I'm grateful for it.
Were one of those fake news organizations the one where three-quarters of America order their paper towels, toothpaste, and other such goods from? Would he own the Washington Post and Amazon? Would that be the Washington Post?
Well,
by chance?
That's for sure. Yeah, they sort of started the new trend of it. The Washington Post created this fake story where I was feeling threatened and Republican senators were getting this new threat directly from the president. And I'm thinking, well, what would be so threatening about that?
If you want to know how fake news works, go find this article. Just Google Senator Kramer Politico and then Senator Kramer Washington Post, and you'll see how the game is played in Washington, D.C. You heard the actual outcome. you know, the call readout from Kevin. Politico had it close. Washington Post blew it.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Hometown cooking. Nothing like it. And you know what? It's waiting for you now at a PetroServe USA location near you. That's right. They're open and serving great grab-and-go homemade food. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And great food, like the 4-for-4 special. Every day, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best cookies in town, and a 20-ounce drink, yours, for just $4. 4-for-4. Come on in to PetroServe USA.
Is a move in your future? Listen up. You want the family-owned, veteran-owned Action Movers. Founded in 1932 in Bismarck, now in Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, Denver, Las Vegas, and Phoenix, too. Remember, they can move you across the block or across the country. Do it yourself to full-service moves, every solution possible for moving and storage, and all at low competitive rates from a name you know and trust. No job too big or small. Call 701-566-5532 or online at actionmovers.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And I'm not talking about a key fob. I'm talking about right on the app. So you don't have to be anywhere near your car, you know, pointing at a window and hoping to things. Just right on the app there, on the OnStar app. Plus, a lifetime of protection at no extra cost. SchwannBuickGMC.com where your warranty is for a lifetime. Brand new Buicks and GMCs, plus late model used cars, 80,000 miles and under, 5 years or newer. Get all the details at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Back with Senator Kevin Cramer. A couple of texts I should get to. Texter says, Senator Cramer, I have come to the opinion given the first week of the Biden administration, that we need to worry about North Dakota and the country second. Do you agree with that, number one? And number two, if you do, will you run for governor?
Well, so it's an interesting question up front, and it really got me thinking. I actually really do believe that the two go hand in hand. I mean, the country's better off with North Dakota. North Dakota is an important part of the United States of America. We need each other. But I am worried about North Dakota. There's no question. In fact, it's hard not to look at the executive orders relating to energy and not feel like it's a little bit of a direct hit at the target of red states like North Dakota, Oklahoma, Texas, but particularly the big western states, you know, Wyoming and now Montana, which has gotten more red all the time. So I'm worried about that, but it's also consistent with the far, far left of the Democratic Party and what they extracted from Joe Biden in order to give him the nomination and endorsement so that he could become the president of the United States. He's basically working for Bernie Sanders and AOC and the far, far left of his party. So I'm very concerned about it, but I'm concerned about both from a national and a state perspective, no question about it. But let me just give you this little bit of encouragement. And we still have a lot of work to do, and we need to stay engaged, and it's a 50-50 Senate, and we're going to have plenty to say about things. We can't stop executive orders. But remember that during the Trump years, he nominated and we confirmed 175 district judges, 54 appellate federal judges, and 3 Supreme Court justices, so that even these executive orders, which can be challenged in court and no doubt will be and are being, and we need to get very aggressive about it. I would say this without talking to any of my friends yet in state government. I will be talking to them because I do work closely with the governor and with our attorney general. I think North Dakota, as we did with Waters of the U.S., needs to lead the charge. Lead the charge. Even though we're not a big federal land state, we've got outstanding federal judges. We've got outstanding private citizens and private companies. We've got an outstanding governor and an outstanding attorney general. And I think we can lead the way that will help North Dakota and prove our leadership in the country by litigating everything we can litigate. And now's a good time to talk about it because we have a legislature in session that could appropriate a lot of dollars and give a lot of authorities to make sure that our private companies can help fund the type of litigation we need, like we did with Waters of the U.S., like we did when we, frankly, sued Minnesota over externalities for the use of coal.
And by the way, both of those were led by Wayne Stengem. You're making a very good point here. Our attorney general in North Dakota, probably the most important firewall against this stuff in D.C. right now, correct?
He's certainly got the weapons to do it. The firewall is the court itself. And the courts being the district federal courts all the way up to the Supreme Court of the United States. And remember, I've only had the opportunity to vote for one confirmation on the Supreme Court, and that, of course, was Amy Coney Barrett. My whole line of questioning of her before I pledged my vote to her was related to states' rights and federalism. So I absolutely think we've got to be aggressive. And we have both of them. I think we have an obligation to our country as the greatest state in the country to demonstrate that leadership. Now, other states will join us, don't get me wrong. And if there are other states,
and you can do a coalition of states and do this together, get smart, right? That's kind of the courts are the firewall. They have the weapons, and you go to the courts with the weapons, which if we say that, somebody will be triggered, but you know what I'm saying. Legally speaking. I've never really heard anybody say, you know, Kevin Cramer for governor before, but given our current situation, I can see why somebody would ask. Does that interest you?
What interests me is the work that's right in front of me right now. It's a mass mountain. Next week, Scotty, already the Democrats are talking about bringing up a budget resolution so they can do budget reconciliation, which is their backdoor way to avoiding the 60-vote margin. And so I'm on the budget committee, so Chairman Graham has asked for my assistance and all the members' assistance in fighting back on this budget resolution, which will turn into an all-night, all-week affair with amendments to the budget. I won't go into all the details of that. It's sort of wonky Senate stuff, but a week from now I'll be a lot smarter on it, I can tell you that. We got a lot of things right in front of us.
Would you rule out a run for governor?
So I'm careful not to default to no, generally speaking, but right now it's just not even in the top 1,000 things I'm thinking about.
All right. Texture says cattle rustlers versus border collie / our representatives. Border collie sees the cows rounded up in the dark of night and hauled away. That dog is loyal. He will try to warn the rancher by barking or whatever to let them know there's been a breach. The dog saw the cattle stolen. He can't tell you who stole them, but they're gone. Ranchers trust the dog because the dog is loyal and can't tell them he didn't have enough facts or evidence. Our representatives don't understand why North Dakota ranchers are upset about the votes being moved around in the dark of night. The ranchers thought the representatives were North Dakota guard dogs. Now they feel as if they opened the gates to North Dakota and the trust is lost. If they were moved or stolen, it doesn't really matter to the rancher. The cows are gone. The rancher still loves that border collie. They still, like the representatives, just want honesty. You're going to have to respond to that in the After the Show show, Leftovers edition of What's on Your Mind, which will continue, and you can follow it online. Until then, see you Monday, folks. God bless. For Senator Kevin Cramer and all of us. Goodbye.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.